Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we are back for another episode in our consistency series. If you are new to this new series, don't worry. We just got started and we're going to go for a long time. So in addition to our regular Monday and Saturday episodes, we are going to be talking every day in between about consistency. Specifically, we are going to be talking about how we apply the practice of consistency in those moments where we just don't want to. We're not in the mood. Maybe we don't feel well. We're tired. We're overwhelmed. We're just in a bad mood. We're out of our normal rhythm and routine for any number of reasons. Because one of the great things that has come to so many of us, if not all of us, thanks to the internet, is we have more information than we ever have. But implementing that information is something altogether different. And at the same time, if we were to implement even 10% of all that we know we could do, all that we have in our minds, we would be transformed. Our health would be transformed. Our happiness would be transformed. Our families, our finances, our businesses, all of the above. And so that's really what we're trying to do with this short consistency series. So the consistency episodes, they're going to be really brief. Around 5 minutes, no more than 15 minutes every day other than our normal Monday and Saturday regular episodes. And what I wanted to touch on today is the notion that you never win on defense. You never win on defense. Defense is important, but you don't win on defense. My husband, Chris, recently started playing rugby. And he's a big guy, right? And he's one of the oldest guys on the team. He says he's not the oldest because sometimes the coach plays and the coach is older than him. But I'll say he's the oldest guy on the team. And he's a great defender because he's big, because he's strong. But at the end of the day, you don't win on defense. Defense matters. And this is so true in our own lives because I think sometimes either we're only on defense or maybe it's just that we're not being intentional and strategic and we're not playing the offensive game, right? We're not taking control and we're just instead being reactive. When you're on defense in sports, you are generally reacting to what other people do and where other people go. And this happens so many times, even when we have really clear goals, even if we want to get really healthy, we're reacting to the fact that we've got an early morning meeting. We're reacting to the fact that the kids didn't finish their homework last night, or we're reacting to the fact that we don't feel like having eggs for breakfast. We're reacting to the fact that we're tired or our meeting ran late or we forgot to take the chicken out of the freezer to thaw it. But you don't win on defense. You have to have an offensive strategy. You have to have a game plan. And I don't think you need a game plan for the month or the year. In fact, I think those kinds of game plans, by and large, aren't really valuable. You need a game plan for today. You need a game plan for the next hour. Because you never win on defense. I've been sharing with you guys, and you can hear it in my voice, I have had a cold, and then this morning, Roman woke up sick, and I knew that that was going to change the plan for the day. But I didn't want to just be reactive to he's under the weather, and we're checking temps, and we're feeding things a little bit differently. I wanted to have a plan and a strategy. I took less than 5 minutes to get stuff for chicken soup in the crock pot. It cannot be easier. And that is a meal that will go probably 3 or 4 meals at least. And I knew that I'd probably be going to the grocery store to get him things that he needed for having a fever. And I need a plan for that. Because if I'm just reacting, I'm reacting to the fact that I'm tired. I'm reacting to the fact that I'm stressed. I'm reacting to the fact that my original plan is no longer the plan. You don't win on defense. You don't win on defense. So you have to be intentional and you have to be strategic. And that doesn't mean you need to have the whole week figured out. But you can have a plan for the next hour. You can have a plan for today. And understand that having a plan does not mean that the standard has to be perfection. The standard doesn't have to be perfection. In fact, I'm a big fan of the plan being a little bit better than yesterday. One question I was asking myself, we might even do one of these consistency series on it, but like, what's just a little bit better than normal? What's just a step above average? If today was an average day, what's something I can do to just tip the scale and make it a little bit better than average? Don't let your idea of how today should go interfere with the fact that you can make it just a little bit better than it was yesterday. But you never win on defense. So stop having your days just be days of reacting to everything that happens and start to plan. Personally, that's why I use the Changemakers Journal. That's why I created it. Because I often have a plan for my work. For a long time, I didn't have a plan for my life outside of work. And I need both. I want both. I thrive with both. But you don't need to use that tool if that doesn't speak to you. You can be on offense. You can have an offensive strategy without a journal. But you never win on defense. See you tomorrow.